There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because they said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising. And it's all down to plain bad luck.
You are lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got enough energy to make it in through the weekend. Well, if you didn't, we do now. Liam Sheff joins me here, second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Friday Healing Revolution. And he's got an article, a brief one, with video linked up at robertscottbell.com this week. And, Liam, I love it when you get into the plasma universe, the electric universe, and, of course, recognizing what you wrote in official stories. And it's just like the things we say, you know, for years, and they come out and go, oh, yeah, they were right. Well, you were right as well, but what is it about plasma cosmology, if I can say it that way, that NASA still doesn't get?
They're getting more. We live in a kind of a fiction of sciences from, you know, pure germ theory to Big Bang theory, which really isn't a theory. The idea that there was nothing and then it exploded is not a technically testable, you know, empirical bit of knowledge. This is a fiction that was invented by a priest called Georges Lemaître in the 1920s. And, you know, he was very clear that he wanted to marry his Roman Catholicism to looking through telescopes. So he took biblical Genesis and just, you know, sort of changed the story to, you know, God laid an egg. Quite literally, God laid an egg.
The Big Bang theory.
Big Bang theory. It's not a theory, and it doesn't work. The universe doesn't, we don't know a beginning and end to the universe. That's a facet of human storytelling, a facet of, you know, human lifespan. What you see out there is essentially eternal. We don't really get a sense of, but it's made of plasma. 99.999% is plasma. And plasma is electrically charged particles. Like our friends at Sovereign Silver use an ion. That's a charged particle.
Mm-hmm.
So outer space is a plasma. Now, people have been writing about this since probably the 1940s or 50s, but it was, you know, always denigrated. But it's true, and it's reproducible. You can reproduce it in laboratories with plasma guns and metal charged spheres called Torellas, like little Earths, and you can make aurora and like rings of Saturn. You can make all sorts of shapes that you see in outer space in a laboratory with a plasma gun shooting charged particles and a magnetic sphere. So that's testable.
Liam, I like the reference you made to our friends over at Sovereign Silver, because I remember talking with Stephen Quinto, who's the man who invented the process to create that form of colloidal silver, and he talked about this cosmology concept that, you know, if you look out into outer space, you don't see things dissolved into one another. You see them suspended in one, right? Planet suspended in space. What is the space? You know, these electrical charges as such. And he had taken that concept, I believe, and applied it into the microcosm and to suspend these silver particles in another fluid medium. That's their electromagnetic charge for sure. It's quite extraordinary and beautiful, actually. Like you said, you see pictures of the universe now with the technology. I don't know how they get the colors and such, but you begin to sense that there's a repeating pattern, as above, so below.
Right, and the repeating pattern is in Chapter 9 of my book, Official Stories, is plasma physics. And you have the familiar hourglass patterns of nebulae, and you have the sheathing patterns, double-layer patterns like of cells. This has all been, you know, was understood by guys like Hannes Alfvén and Christian Birkeland. We have who discovered, you know, for westernized the aurora borealis and decided that it was an electromagnetic interference from the sun, that it was a solar expulsion hitting what? Hitting our placenta. So the Earth has a big placenta around it, the magnetosphere. And it really is like a placenta. There's stuff that can get in, but not all stuff can get in. It really protects us, and it stops us from, you know, just flying out into space, or from things in space just flying into our atmosphere, I should say. So you see on this Science Daily article from this month, June 2015, that there's a nice, I'm just saying she's nice, probably is, undergrad, or maybe she's a grad student now, but she was an undergrad, Cleo Loy, and she put forward a thesis saying that the Earth essentially was going to have these these plasma tubules, you know, ringing around it. Well, all planets do, and all stars do, because they're all electromagnetic figures in an electromagnetic soup. Now, if you look to the right of that article, you see more related articles. Plasma plumes help shield Earth from damaging solar storms. Yeah. Earth's magnetosphere behaves like a sieve. Yeah. The science behind those eye-popping northern lights. Well, this is all 100 years old. And science, which is, you know, really a kind of religion and invented Big Bang Theory so it didn't have to leave behind, you know, Old Testament Genesis in the 1920s, is struggling. Because Big Bang Theory's never worked.
But where, Liam, is NASA in this case? Because they reference NASA as well in this concept of a change that's taking place. And you said this undergrad student. By the way, we have the article at robertscottbell.com. It's also at liamscheff.com. And we link out as well to this other article that's titled Seeing Tubular Plasma Structures in Inner Layers of Magnetosphere Surrounding Earth. How is this changing culture, if we will, or atmosphere, no pun intended, at NASA, if it is at all?
Oh, I don't have any insights, I'm sorry, into what happens at NASA. You know, they're a closed book. And like, you know, the virology people who refuse to look at toxicological poisoning, I think that the NASA people have tended to try to integrate electromagnetism into their gravity-only system. So they end up talking about, like, field lines of stuff, and they say that, you know, they're just that, you know, for some reason there are magnetic field lines. Well, no, they're just that's what you draw on the map. They're the field lines there because there are charged particles there. They don't like to see the charged particles because then they have to say, oh my God, everything in outer space is charged. Everything's electromagnetic. We can abandon black hole thinking. We can abandon fake dark matter and dark energy because there's enough bright energy. There's enough real energy in plasma. In fact, there's so much energy in the universe that I suppose it would lead some people to question why we don't capture it.
Well, yeah, so that begs the question. It does, and I need to ask you this. This is something we've joked about over time about the free energy people. In one sense, it's true there is free energy in terms of you brought up a very interesting visual, the mother carrying a baby in the womb as our planet being carried by the solar system in some kind of envelope in some way. And I want to really understand that image because I'm sort of getting a sense of it that, you know, the baby doesn't necessarily, once it comes out of the mother's womb, have access to that same protection and same energy.
Right. It doesn't, but it also has more freedom. So if you say, well, there's so much energy in space, why don't we hang a wire into space and just, you know, power the Earth from a wire into space? So why doesn't a baby inside the placenta, inside the mother's lady's stomach that she carries around the baby in, why doesn't the baby just reach out and have a cigar and some pizza? It can't get to the cigar and the pizza. It's inside of the placenta. It's actually prevented from doing certain things. So we, inside of the planet's magnetosphere, are prevented from reaching outside and still being on the inside. You could send something totally outside of the magnetosphere, like a spaceship, but there have been problems there. If you remember when the NASA, was it Columbia, I guess, was flying back from its useless mission to outer space, you know, going around the Earth a couple of times to put up spy satellites or whatever, and it just blew up. I don't know if you remember that.
Well, I know. I remember the Space Shuttle Challenger going up on ascent and blowing up, but again, Columbia, I think, was it on the
downward? Down.
Yeah.
And it just blew up, and they've never figured out why. Now, one, I think, reasonable idea is the phenomenon called blue sky lightning. Well, when you put a metal conductor up that high, if outer space is electrical, you don't need clouds to make lightning. You're next to a giant electricity generator called outer space, and you're just coming inside the protective sheath of this thing, but you're not, you know, you're just really at the top, so this lightning just the electron flow finds you and just zzz, and that's possibly, and I think there's some really good papers and arguments that that's what happened. So what happens when when the space shuttle puts out a long, long wire and drags it essentially through the top of the Earth's magnetosphere or atmosphere, the thing burns through. I mean, a very, very, very thick metal wire will just burn through, which indicates that there's an electrical differential between outside and inside. And if you leave something there, it won't be able to carry a charge from outer space down to planet Earth.
Well, it seems to me like, much like the membrane surrounding a healthy cell, it has an impenetrable barrier, but it is penetrable via a mechanism. It could be through force or electrical, let's say charging, or at some point some intelligence that says the cell says, let this one in and not this one.
Well, there are lock and key mechanisms. Asteroids, you know, can clearly fly through, and I guess we have learned to pilot metal ships up and out, not without some danger. That's a very quick transition. But, you know, we always see that when things fly through, they tend to explode, and, you know, and people think that's just the heat and friction. There's a very reasonable argument, I think, that when objects come in from outer space, like asteroids, they have an electromagnetic charge that they've gained, that they've accrued over long periods of time, and that they get to Earth, and inside of Earth's placenta, essentially, the charge is different, and it has to equalize charge, which is why you see lightnings between an asteroid or a very large thing inbound. You see lightning, and then it might even explode due to the electrical difference. You can look all this stuff up. There are like dozens and dozens of good articles on thunderbolts.info about the electrical differentials between outer space and inside. But more than that, the idea of a free energy, you know, because the universe is, you know, throttled by energy, the sun is a plasma, the sun is electromagnetically charged, the sun has a much hotter corona than it does surface. It's much hotter on the outside by distance than it is even on the surface. And I talk about that in official stories. Stars seem to be heated by the electrical conduits flowing through the solar system and galaxy. So if there's this much energy to burst, you know, a large gas giant into a molten star, why can't we just collect it to run our iPods?
I love this topic. I love chatting with my good buddy Liam Sheff about this. We're going to talk more about that free energy concept and how it fits into this plasma universe or not after this break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show Friday edition, heading into the weekend, hopefully with lots of energy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we go. More of our Out of This World discussion with Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, talking Chapter 9 about the electromagnetic universe and a story, you know, coming out of NASA. It takes the next generation, perhaps, to see through it and go, guys, wake up here. It's not what you think it is, this universe. But talking about the free energy, I wonder if these may be considered more spiritually universal topics, the idea that on some spiritual level there's this unlimited energy source, but how do you manifest that physically? Like, do you put out a big antenna into space where all the electromagnetic energy you think you can get and gather should be enough? But it was an intriguing analogy. I never heard that about the baby in the womb, the connection to that source, and then the removal from that source, and then suddenly, well, okay, it's a different environment now.
Well, let's just talk biomechanics. If there's a charge differential between the Earth inside the magnetosphere and the Earth outside in the plasma ether of space, you know, natural philosophers, what I call scientists, by the way, natural philosophers, because you can't, you know, worship a natural philosopher.
Hey, nice.
So the natural philosophers used to say that space was an ether. Well, then Einstein came along and said, nein, it is nicht an ether. But at the end of his life, you know, Einstein wasn't sure that he ever made sense anyway. He was smart enough to know that he really didn't know a lot. I think that we've ended up worshiping the wrong guy because he was sort of media friendly, you know, and he played nice with the United States in warning us that Germany was building a nuclear bomb. I'm pretty sure that's why we worship Einstein, because nothing else that he said really makes any sense to anybody. We don't use it anywhere. You know, we use Westinghouse, we use Tesla, we use guy in New York, Edison. We use their stuff all the time, but we you know, we never really use Einstein. So I think we just worship him like, yeah, just a figure of the 20th century that was arcane, you know, nobody understood. But we're inside of this magnetic a ball, and it's why a baby can't, you know, the baby might want to go out and go to the movies, but it's in there in the placenta, you know, it's there in the womb. It can't go out, go to the movies, pick up a date, go to the cigar bar, have a pizza. I don't know. The baby's inside. No drinking for the baby unless the mom drinks.
Well, I guess that's why I'm kind of differentiating, even though I perceive life, everything to be a spiritual experience. It's just a personal philosophy. The fact is the physical body can only go certain places. Maybe the spiritual body, the imagination, is not limited in the same way the physical body is.
Right. We don't like to accept that we have limits because our imagination is so big. We have a profound imagination. We can see anything, you know, just by closing our eyes. So I think television is so entrancing, but it's just crap. You know, it's not real. We feel it, and we think our feelings are real, and they kind of are, but they're also really not. You know, they're so temporary, and they come and they go, and they have value to us spiritually. But let's, again, biomechanically, if we hung a wire out of the Earth, that magnetosphere, it would burn through. There was an idea that NASA had of building a space elevator, really essentially a very, very, very tall, thin needle building that you wouldn't have to launch, you know, using just trillions of gallons of gasoline or billions to shoot a, you know, couple hundred ton objects into space for no reason. They thought they'd build an elevator. Well, you can't because the electrical differentials would, not to mention the wind shear, but
the space elevator. I remember reading about that. So that's
right.
it didn't happen for
a reason.
It was like Isaac Asimov, you know, in sci-fi stuff.
It is all sci-fi stuff. I mean, people can't tell the difference between science fiction and fiction and science. You know, again, I stick with natural philosophy because natural philosophy is you sit down and you look at something from 15 angles and you say, this is probably what's happening. And that's it. Then you go have a pizza and a cigar.
Do we go back to the drawings of Da Vinci?
Sure. And the Da Vinci, you know, and many other people invented, you know, cars and helicopters. They just didn't have an energy source. And here's back to, you know, my wheelhouse. They didn't have oil.
Right.
So in order to get something to spin fast enough, we really live in a biomechanical world. That's the problem with, you know, very religious people, very spiritual people, they always mistake the spiritual for the, you know, the biomechanical, and they say, well, we can achieve anything. No, you can't.
Well, if we come from a place where all things are possible, yet we live in a place where there are limits based on physical realities, I'm not going to say there's no such thing as miracles. Of course, everybody's got a different definition of a miracle in their lives.
I know. Did you see Jessica Alba in Sin City?
That was a miracle.
Thank you.
I love Jessica Alba. She's got like an organic products company. She's doing really well, and she's actually investing through the profits in genuine research to environmental causes of autism, for instance. So I doubly like Jessica Alba, not only for Sin City.
Go on.
Oh, well, we're on a break.
I'm in my miracle.
You want to stick around, or shall I take a break and recharge?
I'm in my miracle place.
Heading into the weekend. It sounds like we're heading into movie territory, as you mentioned her in Sin City. All right. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues heading into the weekend. It's a Friday. I hope you're going to enjoy it. Create a great one. Right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you suffering from EEP?
The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, kids are out of school. Liam, I know that doesn't impact you so much, but, you know, it's like a different rhythm.
Well,
we get into
whose lunch money am I going to steal now?
Well, yeah, now I know. Where are you going to get the lunch money? Exactly.
Who am I going to shake down?
Do you still see a lot of young kids going to Chipotle? Do you get to go to Chipotle much?
I don't know what's happening. All I do is research and go to the library and write. And then I go to a cafe and I write. And then I draw some storyboarding for the stuff I'm working on, mm-hmm. and that's what I do. So I don't know anything else. And I'm going to be building gardens again. I take a day a week.
You got to build a garden. Okay, well, we'll hurry. We'll get you out of here. the movie thing, I was just intrigued by a new movie coming out. I know you haven't seen much. I haven't seen much, but that Brian Wilson biopic with John Cusack looks interesting to me.
Did you say biopic?
Is that how they say it, biopic?
How's your vision?
I don't know. Myopic, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biopictorial.
I like to say things differently. If there's one thing you've learned about me.
Get versatile with it. What was the word you made up years ago?
Exactly, tutoral. We did make up some good words over the years together. I forget.
biographical picture.
Yes.
Or the biopic, as we say here.
I don't know. Biopic sounds really cool.
He injected it. He took a biopic and passed out. It's going to be depressing, though.
Yeah, it may be. But we talked music and the Beach Boys. Well, Brian Wilson was the Beach Boys in terms of the writing, I think. Did some things, man. I remember? I'm just having a flashback. I know it's Flashback Friday. When I was in elementary school, okay, I don't know if anybody ever knows this. I was in a thing called the Swing Choir. The Swing Choir was like I knew you'd laugh at me, but it was a dancing and singing group. It was elementary school. Come on, man, no laughing. And we actually did a Beach Boys song. So there you go, Throwback Friday. Yeah. Happy now?
So the biopic of Reese Witherspoon. What's his name? Brian Williams?
Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys.
Yeah, Brian Williams. Didn't Brian Wilson say that he was in Iraq and he wasn't?
No, that was Brian Williams. Yes.
So Brian Wilson, but the Brian Wilson biopic is not about his his music.
No, it's about him surviving a psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Played by the guy from Sideways. So that's a very different movie than like the Beach Boys music one. Mm-hmm. This is where he becomes John Lennon in the 70s, shuts the door, doesn't come out, does drugs.
Right. And ends up where? Well, John Cusack plays him, and I always enjoy his films. Usually I do.
I know. He's been in a lot of stuff, but none of it gets... It's like when he stopped being kind of a cute 20... He played 20s well into his 30s, and then, you know, like they do with all actresses, he just takes supporting roles after that, and you're happy to see him. And he's taken some weird stuff, like been in some serial killer movies, like just stuff that you're like, I don't know if I really want to spend hours watching that.
You remember him? He was in Con Air with Nick Cage?
I do. That might have been a turning point for both of them, because they were both still good at that point. And I think Cusack has remained good, but what happened to Nicholas?
I don't know what happened to Nick Cage. He's doing biblical movies, which is fine, but I think that Cusack is good because in real life, as we could say, he doesn't hold back. He doesn't censor himself on issues of politics and all kinds of things.
No, he doesn't. Maybe that's why he hasn't gotten so many roles. Maybe he just, that makes more sense.
But he leans, you know, more liberal, but at the same time, libertarian a bit, and he's a thinker, you know, he's a real thinker in that regard, so.
He is.
Anyway.
You need a pitcher, not a belly itcher.
Right, and it's a biopic, not a biopic.
So speaking of the biopic, the Liam Sheff biopic is going to be played by Keith Richards. So I got to fix this tooth thing I have going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, that's right. Your gum thing.
Did you just check your? Did you just check your Twitter?
I'm getting. Well,
was I interrupting you?
Super Don is messaging me, and I told him he can join us any time. But we'll see if he wants to open his mic. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he's shy when you're on, Liam. So that was it. As far as the bone broth that you mentioned, remember last time we were on last week? I think you mentioned that you were going to try some. Did you do a sip? Did you gag? How'd you do?
I had some. I bought some. I bought more than I will probably use.
Okay.
I didn't love it. It didn't taste of much. It wasn't a big deal. It's been interesting because I've been a vegetarian for a long time. And it's interesting to have something and be like, okay, my body digested. I don't feel great. I feel a little headachy. It's not my favorite thing in the world. I haven't minded having an egg or two. I generally don't eat the yolk, the white. I generally just eat the yolk.
Is that what you did when you did the egg last time?
Yeah. I mean, I think you want to know what I did the last time? I ate the shell.
You did not. You ate the calcium carbonate. Excellent.
I did.
Well,
I ate
done.
The shell.
On purpose?
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm just weird like that. I just wanted to see kind of what would happen. And
right? It's like shards of glass throwing your through your intestines.
No, it crunches up and becomes like a powder. And you're supposed to put it in a blender, but I don't have a blender. So I just had to chew it. And in order to pad it a little bit, I chewed it with the egg white in it.
Most people do not choose egg shells as their chew toy.
No, well, I wanted it for the calcium because, you know, on the internet, somebody was saying that it was good for teeth. So it's just calcium carbonate. So I went to the Whole Foods and I realized that calcium carbonate was all over the shelf and I didn't have to chew eggshells.
You're so funny. But the thing is, you're trying to regrow gum tissue. And
yeah, and strengthen my teeth.
Yeah.
And again, here's the deal. Just for anybody out there going, oh, we told you. Look, I haven't, my teeth are pretty good. They're pretty strong. I don't have any cavities or fillings. I'm 44 and I don't think I've been really to a dentist since I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not bad. And that's not bad for like a healthy, low on the food chain diet. That said, I clench my jaw.
Mm-hmm.
I know I do when I sleep, and I know that I rub my teeth together a little bit, and I know that I have some deep pits in them because of that. And so I've been looking, you know, they do different things for that. You're supposed to wear like a mouth guard. Well,
right.
I don't like wearing a mouth guard in my sleep.
You would have to adjust to it, no doubt, if you could do it, yeah.
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah.
Then you're grinding on plastic.
Right.
Know, whatever.
But you hooked up with our buddy Charles and got some bone broth. And you know, of course, these are building foods. We've talked about choosing food medicinally.
This is yang-izing food.
Yeah.
This is building food.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little, and I... It's just, you know, it was just like, it feels like, you know, if I had cooked like a lot of seaweed and some beans and things, it feels about the same. It's just a little muskier, a little heavier. I'll have a little more. It's not my favorite thing in the world. It's
okay.
Got good collagen in it. So does Irish moss, but it's got good collagen in it. It just, you know, it just made me realize that there are a lot of different ways to get nutrients.
Right.
And the people who eat a lot of animals end up getting too much animal muscle.
Mm-hmm. When
you don't really even want that. If you're going to eat animals, you might as well just eat the bone broth and a little of the liver. You don't need all that stupid muscle.
That's the modern incarnation of a paleo diet where you eat all the things the scavengers eat.
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat all of that. You're supposed to eat essentially the organs or like the way that they cure meat in the old world where, mm-hmm. where you get little bits, slices of fat.
Right.
Big slices of fat.
Well, speaking of puppies, Super Don is here with us. He says he wants to say something. Any puppies yet? No puppies? I guess I was premature in asking Super Don to chime in on. He's on puppy watch at home. That's why we're not hearing from him much.
Mm.
Izzy's about to.
Catcher's mitt in a bucket of water and a towel.
Yeah. Izzy's on, you know, about to spring forward with a number of little life forms. So we'll see. We'll see where that goes.
Is Izzy a friend of his?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, no. Izzy is the mascot of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Often chimes in when I say something controversial.
Is this thing working?
Yeah. There you are.
Hey. Hi there.
Hey. Welcome back to the show. I tell you.
Man.
All right. Come on. Don't drag the energy. Go. Come on.
Pick it up, fuzzball.
Forget boiling the water and getting the towels. Where's the damn coffee? I've been up all night.
And all day and all night. I know. This is like, you know, it's baby watches. If it's your own, you've already had kids, now you're having puppies.
It's like, yeah, it is. It's like having your own kids. Every 2 hours, it's like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. Oh, I need to lay here. Oh, comfort me over here.
Yeah. I know. That's why we forgive you. We were busy with Dr. King and Liam, and now you're back. And thank you for being with us.
Oh, here, look, I want to let Don have the rest of the segment. But what I'm going to say to the audience is if you have tooth and gum remedies, just send them in. Find me on Facebook, Liam.
Yeah. Remember, King Bio has teeth and gums formula, homeopathic, and we talked with him also about skin cancer issues as well.
Whiskey works well.
Whiskey does not work for that.
No,
it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. All right, so just find me on Facebook and send me and go.
You know, and also what's
the physics? Now let's hear about dogs.
Yeah, Super Don. What also is tiring you out is that you've got this, you know, controlling a cat. Cats are hard to control. Hoofnagel the science cat. Out of control in a good way.
He is, I wouldn't say he's out of control, but you don't want to end up on his bad side, you know? You just don't want to do it. You don't want to display yourself out there as somebody who, you know, wants a paw across the face because he'll give it to you.
Well, I just am so, and I've said this many times, and Liam, you can chime in on this, but I'm just so impressed with Hoofnagel's and his handler's ability to handle the Skep ducks the way he does.
Yeah. Come on. Hoofnagel takes no prisoners.
No, in the videos.
You know, here's the thing. He doesn't have to take any prisoners. I mean, they run away. You know, it's just like right out of Monty Python. You know, they get around and they start to do their bullying thing. In fact, it's funny that you bring that up. Hoofnagel actually is going to be posting an article today where he's coining a new term. Because, you know, these guys, they like to define things. They like to come out with their own special words and define everybody as to who they are and what they do and why they do what they do and why they're going to say what they're going to say.
Yeah.
Well, Hoofnagel's come out with his own word for these guys.
Okay.
And this is something that nobody's ever heard of. This is his word, and it's something called narcissientism.
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh.
And narcissientism is what describes what these guys are. Now, narcissientism basically is the dogmatic endorsement of scientific methodology and the reduction of all knowledge to only that which is measurable by a person who exhibits the behavior and traits of pathological narcissism. Fits these guys to a T.
Dude, so impressive. I mean, that's even better than biopic.
Okay.
Of course, he missed that. All right. Hey, Liam, I know you got to run. Thank you for spending some time with us heading into the weekend. Always enjoy discussing from the electric universe to everything else we ended up chatting about today. And good luck on regrowing your gums.
Thanks. That sounds great. From the sublime to the ridiculous, just write me if you have some gum regrowing. I'm doing vitamin C, baking soda, some egg yolks,
silica,
whatever.
You got it. All right. Well, we'll be back to wrap it up after this. Thanks, Liam. Talk to you in a bit.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don is back. He's had his coffee on the break. I can hear it. His voice is coming back.
I walked around, did some jumping jacks, and I'm back in black.
It's puppy watch. It looks like things are happening, so that's good. You will get sleep one day soon. Now, narcissientism, you mentioned. I want to remind everybody to come to the website at robertscottbell.com because there's a post on it. We have it embedded in, linked as well. And then Hoofnagel has been active. You can check out some of the things that are going on. And in fact, you know, Jerry Doyle at Epic Times, he's given us free rein at Epic Times to cover topics how we want to. And the latest video relates to vaccine choice and the desire to take it away in California. And we talked about it in terms of freedom. Health freedom is what we're all about. And in response to a posting that Jerry Doyle put linking that video at Epic Times, somebody called Jerry Doyle and I a disgrace right there on Twitter. A disgrace.
Disgrace?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's very scientific of them because they claim to be a science geek, I guess. But I find it interesting the religiosity and the phrasing. Anytime a so-called scientist wants to discredit you, they'll use religious terminology. And I think it's appropriate because their belief in science or narcissientism is often a religious belief, not one rooted in what we would consider real science.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a dogma there that they will not acknowledge or admit. But that's why they're narcissientists, because they can't admit anything like that. They're right.
Yeah, in the context of what you're going through, puppyma instead of dogma. On the way.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Right? Are you going to be mommy or daddy to these puppies?
I'm going to be grandpa.
Grandpa, okay. Because, you know, gender identity is in the news now all the time with Jenner. So we just have to check with you, Super Don, especially
you know what?
With Amanda.
You know, you told me not to go there.
Well, listen.
Caitlin, anyway.
You never want to do it when Super Don is in full strength. So I'm teasing him now because he's just still a little groggy, and I can get away with it. And since
you are taking advantage.
I am. We have a day off tomorrow, I believe, so I figured this would be the good time. Maybe Sunday you'll forget.
Yeah, I just might, actually.
Hey, we have a question of the day that just came in through the website from Joseph. He wants help with hypothyroidism. Hypo meaning a lower thyroid function. Are there any vitamins? Vitamin regimen. Now, a lot of people refer to vitamins, and they just mean like natural supplements. Certainly, vitamins are pretty easy to come by, even in food that's not ideal, because those are kind of macro substances relative to the micro trace elements of the minerals that I think are even more important in the bigger scheme of things, because we're so deficient in them. But of those trace elements, number one on my list for thyroid is selenium. Once again, selenium, along with iodine. Those two are critically important, selenium and iodine. And that doesn't mean I ignore all the others, because we talk about multi-minerals and different ways to get minerals in the system, and utilizing even things like, here I am. I'm now going to sleep, Super Don, because it's the end of the show. I'm almost I'm going to go take a nap, too. Talk about the use of ancient mineral crystal salts in water, because it reminds me of, like, Dr. Batman Gelich. And, you know, it's not that we necessarily get all of our minerals from water, but ultimately we do have to liquefy things that are in food. And in order for communication to occur, in order for certain electrical functions to occur, we do have to have those minerals in the system. And so I look to replenish those minerals, mostly as food, but sometimes you can look to add a little bit of spark by, you know, taking your molecular hydrogen water if you want to add something to it. Ancient salts, if you will, that can be good too. But the homeopathic overlook, we don't want to overlook that. There are remedies including iodum, which is homeopathic iodine, and thyroidinum, which is basically for the thyroid in homeopathic terms. And there's also comprehensive formulas from King Bio. Dr. Frank King has them that address the hypothalamus, thyroid, pituitary, and adrenals, the PHAT axis, as you call it. So kingbio.com is a great place to go. Find out more thyroid remedies to support you. But detoxifying heavy metals, mercury, etc., and increasing omega-3 essential fatty acids is also a big part of this, because there may be autoimmunity, Hashimoto's in a sense, and to cool autoimmunity, essential fatty acids are really super critical. So that's it. We're about out of time, Super Don. Thank you for waking up at the end there. I hope I didn't abuse you too much today.
Oh, no. Well, thank you for letting me take a short nap, and I guarantee Sunday I'll be more alert and have some doggy stories.
Yeah, you already sound great, better. I don't sound good at this point. I'm ready to take a break. But thanks to Dr. Frank King. As always, thanks for Amanda Thomas joining us from the UK earlier today, and, of course, Liam and the Electric Universe. Get his book, Official Stories, Mine, Unlock the Power to Heal, with TMB. And until we meet again this Sunday, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're
you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.